I want to talk about some of the things that happened on that first Sunday morning, the morning we call Easter Sunday morning, some of the things that happened early in the morning, even before daylight. Mark tells us, chapter 16 and verse 9, when Jesus was raised early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. You would have thought that of all the people in the world that loved Jesus, Mary Magdalene would not have been the first one that he showed up to, but it was. I would have thought that surely Jesus would have shown up to his mother to comfort her broken heart, or maybe the apostle which he loved, John, or even Peter. But here, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, who had 7 devils in her, which he cast out, set her free. Jesus had no respecter of person. And again, you would not have thought that she would have been the first to the tomb that morning. Most of us would probably thought that Mary, his mother, would have been the first to visit that tomb. But no, it was the streetwalker. It was the prostitute, the woman of the street, the sinful woman, whom Jesus had delivered, whose love was so intense, she could not wait till daylight. She got down to the tomb while it was yet dark. Jesus said, "He that is forgiven much loves much. He that is forgiven little loves little." You may say, how do you know it was dark when she went to the tomb? John chapter 20 and verse 1 reads like this. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeing the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other apostles whom Jesus loved. And the Bible says, it was as they mourned and wept, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we don't know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went and the other disciple and came to the sepulchre, and he saw and he believed. When they saw the tomb was empty, they didn't believe that he had been raised from the dead. What they believed was that he had been taken away out of the sepulchre. Verse 9 says, "For as yet they knew not the scriptures that he must rise again from the dead." Then the disciples went away again to their own home. And verse 11 says, "But Mary stood outside the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. She saw 2 angels in white, the one at the head and the one at the foot, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?' And she said to them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him.' And when she had said this, she turned herself around and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?' And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, 'Sir, if you have borne him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.'" Mary did not recognize Jesus. She supposing him to be the gardener. If we are not careful, our grief, our broken heart, our tears will put a hoe and a rake in the hands of the master. I believe God wants me to tell you this right here today. Maybe you have lost a loved one. Maybe you are grieving and weeping. Let me tell you, God will show up to comfort you. Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned herself and said unto him, "Master." Oh, she recognized him. You too, while you're in your grief and your eyes are filled with tears, Jesus will show up and call your name, and you will know that he is there. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.